And it's time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. We welcome our good friend Jane Ann Beard from Daviess County 4-H and Purdue Extension Office. Jane Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Always great to visit. And it is, well, the final day of September, October 1st tomorrow. And when we get to the 1st of October, it's time for 4-H recruitment.
True. 4-H online enrollment opens tomorrow, October 1st. So we're trying to wrap up 2016 and get ready for 2017.
4-H offers so much to the youth in our community, and we just encourage parents to get your kids involved with 4-H, whatever the project or whatever their interest may be. There are a lot of different things that you can do as a 4-H member.
Yes, there are, and it's not all just about the 4-H projects and the 4-H fair. There's other opportunities like 4-H camp. There's several opportunities to go outside of Daviess County, say, to the state fair for State Fair Youth School, or to go to Purdue for different workshops. So there are a lot of opportunities. Scholarships is another great part of 4-H.
Life lessons is what we were talking about before we went on the air. You know, communication skills. It's so important to be able to communicate, and 4-H offers several different ways to do something like that, too.
Yes, there's public speaking opportunities, and now we're getting into robotics and computers, and I'm having to turn to those 4-H members for help.
And what age group are we talking about here?
Many 4-H is grades K through 2, and then our traditional 4-H program is grades 3 through 12.
And with any program, you're only as good as your great parent volunteers and the adults that make it happen, too.
That's for sure. And if you are interested in volunteering, we encourage you to call the Extension office, and we'll talk with you about that process.
And you know, most of those 4-H volunteers are past 4-H members themselves.
That's very true. I don't know what the percent would be, but I'm sure I know it's high.
So if they want to enroll their student now, online enrollment starts tomorrow, as you mentioned. What is the website?
Well, I knew you would ask me that. You can Google Indiana 4-H online, or you can call the Extension office. I would encourage you to look at it tomorrow. Basically, we need the children enrolled, and you have some time to choose which projects or activities you'd like to be in. But once you get enrolled, then we make sure you get the information, our newsletter and project information and all that.
And the 4-H group you're placed in kind of depends on where you live. Is that how it works, or how does that go?
That's totally up to each individual. For some, that's the case. But we have one club which deals, their focus is goats. So that's a countywide project, our club. We also have a horse and pony club, which is countywide. So we encourage you to visit with those leaders or visit with us at the office and see what your interest is, and we'll kind of help you make that choice.
And you know, I think so many times 4-H is kind of put into that realm of a farming group or what have you, but this doesn't necessarily have to be agricultural minded families or anything like that. This is open to everyone.
That focus, yes, has changed greatly. You don't have to live on a farm. You don't have to have livestock to participate in the program.
Again, 4-H enrollment here in Daviess County begins tomorrow. The online enrollment is underway. So if you have a student in kindergarten through, what was the top end?
12th grade.
Oh, any school-age child, boy or girl, of course, you can get involved with the Daviess County 4-H. And you continue to see those numbers continue to grow, which is a great thing, too, Jane Ann.
Yes, that 2 years ago we had a fairly substantial increase. Last year we had another increase, and we're hoping to keep that growing. Not, like I said, not just through the traditional program, but through the various other programs that we're offering through 4-H.
Again, it's a great thing to get your kid involved in, so be a part of Daviess County 4-H. What else did you have over there you wanted to mention?
Coming up in October, on Monday, October 17th, we have what we call Boiler Bridge. And this will be held at Tecumseh High School in Linville. And it's an opportunity for young people. You may not be interested in going to Purdue University, but it's an opportunity to see what is offered at Purdue, not just in the School of Ag or the School of Health and Human Sciences, but the whole university-wide program. There will be people there from the academic programs. There will be people there from admissions. And it's a chance for the university to come to us. So we, of course, it focuses on Purdue, but it gives you an opportunity to learn about what do I need to do college prep wise. And it's a one-on-one opportunity to have that conversation. So parents as well as youth are encouraged to attend middle school through high school. It's at Tecumseh High School from 6:30 to 8. We have it posted on our website, and I'll leave you a flyer too. They're asking the youth and parents to pre-register. It's not mandatory. But again, it's a college. The college is coming to us. So it's a great opportunity for young people and their parents to come see the programs. And there'll be some extension displays there too, 4-H, of course, and Ag and Natural Resources, Health and Human Sciences.
And that date is October 17th, right?
Monday, October 17th from 6:30 to 8 Eastern Time.
Make sure to get signed up. Linville's a short drive, and some great information there from Purdue at Tecumseh High School. All right, Jane Ann, thank you so much. Great information this morning. Did we get everything in?
I think we did. I would also mention that Boiler Bridge will have a lot of scholarship opportunities, or they'll discuss that with you. So that's certainly of interest to anybody that's going on to college.
Absolutely. That's where it's at. All right. Jane Ann Beard, thank you so much. Appreciate the information. Get your kid student involved in 4-H and sign up with online enrollments beginning tomorrow. You can always contact the Extension office to get the ball rolling. The phone number there,
812-254-8668.
Jane Ann, thank you very much. Always great to visit with you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary in Washington.